Hi everybody, this is Ron Amatron from the Creation Lightship. So let's do some healing. Tonight is our special night, Saturday Night Live on the Lightship. We go in there in about 5 minutes. So this is where the light beings work with you. You're transported out of time in your physical body and spirit, and you go there and they work with you. This is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago. So if you're kind of wondering what this is all about, this is not an alien abduction. This is not UFO-based. This is source energy working with you to help you heal for the ascension process. So let's start off with an emotional clearing. If you have any situations, this is what Jesus did 2,000 years ago, too. And let's do a clearing here. Think of a situation you've had in your life last couple days that may have upset you. I'll clear that instantly. Here we go. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. You should feel much more relaxed as this is released from you. This is from your invisible, energetic, emotional body. And a lot of people have physical pain, so we'll do the same process here on your invisible, energetic pain body. Think of a pain that you may have had. Could be anything, assuming you release that energy from you. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And next we're going to do a... let's do one for stress. So here we go. If somebody is in stress, we'll see if we can help them out with that. Think of what stressed you out. And again, releasing that from you. 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. Remember, in the Bible, Jesus says, you are healed. And this is what I'm doing right now, the same thing. Although I count so you can actually catch on to what I'm doing. I could just say, you know, it's done, it's over with, you know, next one. And I do that at times for people. In fact, I'll do the next one this way. So here we go. We'll do one for trauma and cleared. Let's do one for your feeling body. Think of a situation. Cleared. Think of a problem with, let's see here. Boy, I'm trying to think of another body. Let's do... anxiety, okay? So if you have any anxiety, think of it right now, cleared. And let's do one for extreme trauma. We had trauma before. This is extreme trauma, people who have a lot of stuff, okay? So think of something, cleared. And we'll do one for infection. Here we go. See what we can do on that. That's a pretty big clearing. So here we go. You may not feel the results of it, but cleared. And we'll do one to change your body temperature a little bit. So depending where you are, it might be very cold, might be very hot. And if you want your body temperature to change maybe a degree or two, just a little bit, we can do that. So that's up to you. This is your choice. So here we go. And I'll just say cleared. That's done. You'll probably feel a reaction instantly here. And we'll do one for anger. Okay, think of a situation where you got angry last day or two, and cleared. Okay, let's put you into your heart center. Remember, when you're in your mind, that's your head will say, then you're in time. And when you're in time, then you are controlled by the aliens and the planets. That's your natal chart. That's maybe the stars, the planets, the vortex is up there. It could be alien life forms in those. It could be a spaceship that we perceive as a planet. And it could be aliens that are just flying around here in the invisible or in the physical, too. That's what the ship clouds are, is the alien spacecraft. Here in Mount Shasta, they show up, and once I see them, they normally leave in about an hour. They get frozen in time, and the light ship takes them out, and they disappear. And all of a sudden, the sky is cleared within maybe an hour or two. So it gets to be very interesting to watch the clouds here. So here we go. Years ago... people would talk about the lenticular clouds, a lot of postcards about that, that you can see if you look at Mount Shasta, different pictures. You see people having the mountain with these saucer clouds on them. Those are all alien spaceships that are coming to the energy of the mountain to suck it off, to take away life force energy, very negative stuff. So, and they also abduct you and play with you. Maybe they work in time. When you're in your heart center, you're out of time. That's where the source energy resides with your spirit. So I'm going to drop you down. I count from 10 to 1 so that you can actually feel the energy moving and you can feel your thoughts go into your heart center. Then when you're in your heart center, you have no judgment. because everything in the mind, the darkness, the mind, the alien control, the extraterrestrials, etc., work in the mind energy to transmit to you. In your heart center, there's no judgment. It's just strictly like discernment, and basically it's peace energy. So we're going to drop you down. You might actually feel that mental body surrender to your heart. Your spirit has to do this. This is why I count from 10 to 1. This you should be doing daily, you know, at least a few times a day minimum. And if you do it a lot, you're going to find yourself being maybe a little spacey because you're going to lose track of time because you won't be operating in this time-based alien reality here that's controlling you. So then you want to get a day planner because you're going to be in the moment most of the time and being at peace. So here we go, dropping down. So 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. And 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, and 1. Okay, so let's go to the light ship. So let's still work with everybody listening live on the program. We're going to energize the light beam. So scroll down on your monitor screen about an inch or so. We'll bring in some wonderful peace energy for everybody who's listening to this live and also on the archives. But on the archives, you will not go to the light ship. I don't want to have anybody be abducted thinking that they're going there, having an experience, because the aliens will abduct you. So just listen, and you can feel the peace energy. So here we go. Energizing the light beam on your monitor screen. You can watch it change form sometimes. The eyes will change colors. The picture will become more three-dimensional, start to kind of float around on your screen a little bit. You're going to maybe see it move and just become more vibrant. So we're charging it up right now for you. There's many light beams on the light shift. Different forms. Remember, everything has a physical form as they have to go into a creative energy body in order to look physical to us. So this is a picture of one of the light beams here. So here we go. I'll count to 10 to energize it fully. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And we can have call-ins if you wish after the program here. Go into the light ship and having this wonderful healing session. So request one particular healing, and your healing takes place according to your predisposition on healing. Remember, you're controlled by the DNA inside of your body, and it depends how much work you have done on yourself to clean out these invisible energetic bodies that are causing your problems. So the more they're cleaned out, the better you're going to have a healing, and the quicker it's going to be. On the light ship, you are healed 100%. Because they rematerialize your spirit to come into your body. But when you come back down here, if you're only in your body 20%, then typically all you can hope for is a 20% healing. And if you haven't worked on your invisible energetic bodies, then they'll start to take away energies too, and you just won't have the healing that you're really asking for. If you have entities, they'll also take away that life force energy. So here we go. If you have any animals or pets you want to bring along, think of them now in your consciousness. You can bring up your flowers, tree, garden, plants, if you wish. And we're going up. I'll count to 5. You're going to feel the energy change around you as the light ship links you completely to their energetic field of source energy. So here we go. I'll just do it slow so you can actually feel it. So 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5. And again, we're now on the light ship. We do this every Saturday night. And we're talking with the light beam doctors. The healings are between you and them. And we're going into the first room. And this room is a room for life force energy. They're going to bring in a red energy and gold energy for us. So you may feel your body change frequencies a little bit here as this integrates with you, with your cells and your body and everything around you. So here we go. Bring the energy in. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, we'll go into a room where they work with our spine. And a lot of people typically have, you know, middle back area problems, maybe sitting down, you know, they're around their kidney area, maybe a little bit higher, kind of causes tension. So we're going to start to concentrate there. So again, just request your healing. If you do have pain, you're in other rooms right now having healing work done to you. So just request the healing. You may want to put your hand in the location where you're having a problem. Remember, the light sees you in pure divine perfection. So whatever you're dealing with, it's perfect because you created that. Whether you consciously did it or not, you have it. And so you have to go from one state of perfection to another. So you could feel awful, and that's still perfect because that's your creation. And you want to become feeling better, so you want to change that. To the light chip, you're just changing energies, okay? But they don't view, you know, maybe a pain in your body as being bad. They just see it as what you have. This is what you're dealing with and what you want to have. So, and they feel that if you didn't want to have it, you wouldn't have it. But sometimes we can't get out of our own way. So this is why the light chip is here to help us. And plus it's here for the ascension process of the planet, of the Earth Spirit, and the people on it, if you choose to do the work to help yourself out. So here we go. Middle back area. So bring an energy in there. You may have already felt it. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, let's work now with our neck. Same process. So again, stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, and let's go into the pink room. This is a very peaceful energy, and here we go into this. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And that feels very good. Let's go into one other room, and let's go into a room where they have the dragonflies. So let's experience the dragonfly energies. We can sit on them, fly around, and here comes their energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into the room where they have roses, so you might actually smell roses, a fragrance of maybe flowers even. And we're going to go into this room right now. Remember, you're up there physically walking around, communicating with the light beings for your healing, so request healing. You may feel very peaceful right now, so here comes the fragrance of roses. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And we'll bring some more of the energy in. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, that's very, very nice. Let's go into a room where they have the swans. So we're going to be in the water. So we're going to first go into the water on the light ship. It's like a large pool. And the water is silver, sparkles like diamonds. Very, very beautiful. We're going to go in the water right now. So the water does not touch your skin. But you will be able to see the water. If you look through it, it's just going to glisten. And you have that experience right now. In fact, before I go into any room, on all of my healings that we do, the people that are really in tune, I will actually notice that they're seeing the rooms that I'm talking about probably around 2 seconds before I mention them. So that's because this is the way it works. So let's bring in the swans right now. Here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Okay, just kind of enjoy this. Remember, there's three swans. Almost all the rooms will have three individual light beings there. Let's be going to like the crystal geode, where there's thousands of crystal points that are conscious energies that are actually helping us heal. In fact, we'll go into the amethyst crystal healing room right now. And we're levitating. And you can actually sense all the different energies coming to us. This is amethyst energy. So I'll bring in the energy to us. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we have a request from Alexander for the penguins. So here we go. I'm going to go into the room where the penguins are. There's three penguins. And again, request your healing. You can play with them if you wish. These are penguins that are about the same size that we have here. As I'm looking at them, they're probably about 4 foot high, okay, as they're standing up. So here we go. And here they come. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And again, one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. And one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. Feels very nice. We can pet them. So put your hand on in front of you, if you're not already doing so. And you can actually move your hand on their physical body. Remember, they're physical just like you are, because they're in the same frequency that we're living in, okay, on the light ship. So, you know, you're seeing these things just like they are, like physically here on this planet. So you can move your hand in front of you. And the reason why I call them light beings is because the spirit in these beings chose this light form to be in. And they're going to be in this life form that they have now after they leave at the ascension time to go to where this particular life form can live. And so they already picked their body, but they have not incarnated into any other life yet. So they're brand new, we'll say, and they're still spirits in a body, and they're choosing to work with people, sentient beings, for the ascension process. After the ascension process, then they're going to be leaving the light ship and be off on their journeys throughout the universe of light. Okay, let's go to another room. And we're going to go into a room. We have a request here to... it's hard to separate your twin flame because it's already with you right now. Okay, so we're going to go into your spirit room. So this is where you were created. This is a very special room. And in there is you in totality. Remember, down here, you're only half here. So the other half of you is out in the universe of light because you split in half at your home base energy. And so you're only half here. But on the light ship, they have to recreate all of you. They just can't recreate half. So on the light ship, you're going to feel the totality of who you are. So hypothetically, if you're a female, your twin flame could possibly be a male. Not always so, but you know, just looking at it for a balance, okay? Or if you're a male, your twin flame, you know, could be a female. But it just way to look at it to kind of make it sound, you know, right. Or you could say, you know, negative and positive or black and white. But the whole energy is with you, okay? Because the other half of you left. But, you know, it's not that it's lacking anything. It's still whole and complete, just that you don't have anything to communicate to. And you always feel that loneliness inside of you. And this is why most people seek relationships, because they're looking for something that they're missing. And this is how this planet works. So here comes our special room. We're going into it now. It's in a whole different part of the light shift. Remember, we're in the healing rooms initially. So now we're going into and where your twin flame is, along with you, as one, total spirit energy. As you open the door, you're going to see a brilliant white light. And on the count to five, and your total self is going to walk into you. So this is what I call love comes walking in. Those are the words from the Van Halen Love Walks In song from the 5150 album. So here we go. So one, two, three, four, and five. And you should feel very complete. You should feel like you're not missing anything. I do a special session for people, which I call the 4-in-1, where I actually energetically connect you to your own personal twin flame energy, and you can communicate with it. This is what the darkness, the aliens, have prevented you from doing, along with missing out on your home base energy. And both of those I bring to you in the 4-in-1 clearing. So here we go. This is a very nice room, too. We'll go into the room where, let's see. I'm seeing a lot of white light. Let's go into the white light room. So I'll bring it down to us here so we can sense the energy. So one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, and ten. There we go. And we're experiencing that. Ed asked a question about new spirits. Do they like only leave the light ship at ascension? No, they leave all the time. But these chose to stay here on the light ship. I'm using the word here because we're there right now. And they will be leaving after the ascension time, or maybe during it, but when the new universe is created of light, that's when they're going to leave to form and experience your lifetime. But spirits leave all the time on the light ship, but these chose to help out. And let's go into another room here, and we'll go into the rainbow waterfall room. Very nice to go into. You're going to feel your auric field be cleansed, and we're going into the waterfall again. None of the energies touch you physically, so you're not going to feel wet on the light shift. Water will just run just next to your skin and not interfere with it or touch it, but you're going to feel yourself getting cleansed. So here we go. Coming down to us now is this beautiful waterfall. So stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So I have a request from Peter. He's asking if they have platypus room on the light ship. Well, I've never brought them in, so we'll have some spirits if they would choose to create this being. And they'll get out the spiritual blueprint and bring that forth. And remember, the spiritual blueprint needs to be energized by a spirit of light. And so we'll have three of these blueprints energized right now. And they'll become platypus energies, beings, and they're coming to us. So going into the platypus room, here we go. So stronger, 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 stronger. This is the first time they've been created. Okay, they're brand new. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. So it feels great. Pure love energy coming from them. So none of these beings are in judgment because they're of light. Your spirit doesn't judge either. But what happens is when you wish to have a healing take place, then they will help you out as much as they can do. On the light ship, you are healed 100%. But like I said, when you come back down here, your densities that wrap around you, like an old musty coat, can take away your healing. This is why when Jesus came to the planet here doing healings, he was doing healings to take away your genetic problems that you had, and they basically termed that sins. So Jesus, in a sense, came to take away your sins, which is what he was doing. Same thing is happening right now in 2010. Will the ascension time happen in 2012? From the light, there's no way to know. Light doesn't have any predictions. From the darkness, yes. There will be a darkness 2012, December 21st, ascension time. This is why on the website, creationlightship.com, you can go on that and do a special clearing so you will not be abducted by the aliens and taken to a parallel universe, probably forever, and it's not good. Remember, whatever you hear about, talk about 2012 is the problem that they are putting forth. It's in all the media. It's everywhere. It'll get more publicized as time approaches that. And this is how the dark side is doing the ascension, to steal souls. So here we go. Let's go to another room, and let's go into a special room. And this room is where... they have the floating magnets. We do this on the 4-hour calls that we have, the ascension calls. So these floating magnets are going to help us out to balance the energy in our body. They kind of look like little donuts. Some are pretty large. Again, we're levitating. You're going to see them forming all around your body, going to different locations, connecting to the cells of your body energetically. And here comes this energy. So stronger, 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 stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Feels great. Stronger, stronger, a lot of energy. Stronger, stronger, stronger. Stronger, 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 stronger. Boy, it feels good. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay. Remember, we're in many rooms at one time. We'll go into one other room here. And we're going to go into where the really large kangaroos are. And we can ride in their little pouches if we wish. They're pretty big. And you might find a baby in there with you. So it's up to you, or ride on their backs. So here comes the kangaroos. So I'll bring them down to us here so we can feel their energy. So stronger, stronger. Stronger. Well, let's count to 10. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Got two requests here. Okay, we'll go into the centrifuge room for Chris. This is where they can help eliminate negative habit patterns, addictions. Room is silver. It spins. And if you're intuitive, seer, you can actually see the thoughts that are collected in you, in your cells, leave your body, kind of like a cloud leaving you and being attracted to the walls of the particular room that we're in right now. So think of a negative pattern, addiction, a mindset, and get some water here. And here we go. We're in this room now, and the room is spinning. Think of one thing. And stronger, 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 and stronger. And we'll go into another room here. And this will be our final room. It's from Alexander. I'd like to go into the Merkaba room here. So here we go. This is what we also do on the 8-hour calls, too, and also the 4-hour calls. So we have an 8-hour call tomorrow, starting at 10 o'clock Pacific, which is 1 o'clock Eastern. So here we go. Could be Merkaba or Merkaba. I've heard it pronounced both ways by many, many people. So Here we go. Little stars of David that are gold in color coming all around us. And here they come. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And I'll increase the energy again. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay, everybody. But on the light ship, out of time for, if we were to have a watch up there, we'll say, if it was in time, it'd be probably about an hour and a half worth, okay, for this particular session here. But they're out of time, so we really can't say, you know, that it was an hour and a half, but this is about what it would look like. So here we go, coming back. So I'm going to count to five. As we come back, you're going to feel the energy leave you from the light ship. Here we go. So 1, 2, and you probably feel the energy changing. 3, and 4, and 5. Okay. Here we go. And we're going to actually feel kind of the grounding here of your body. Feel a little more at peace. So for the people that were not on the light shift listening to an archive, you're going to still feel the peace energy. And normally when you go to the light shift, everything around you feels separate, like you're not connected to anything. You're living in this world but not of it, and that's kind of the way it feels. So we have our co-host on tonight, Carrie. So Carrie, are you out there somewhere?
I'm out here somewhere, Ron.
Okay.
Hi, everybody. Welcome back to Earth. Let's see. So, gosh, it's 9:30 already and 12:30 on the East Coast. So if you want to call in and ask Ron any questions, I believe the number tonight is 877-384-3257. And start typing your questions away on the fast chat whenever you're ready. Tomorrow there's another Sunday call. Probably should remind people about that, Ron. It's going to be one of the 8-hour calls starting at 10 a.m. Pacific. And if you do jump on that one, you will also still get the free web code clearing that otherwise is $100. And that you can work your way through. There are up to 20 layers of the web code that you can remove, which is the latest alien parasitic life form that the Creation Light Ship has found most recently. I guess that was found around 13,500 BC, was it, Ron?
Yeah, something like that. It was pretty rough. The light ship is going back in time. They're choosing to go back on the alien timeline that we live in here. Remember, the aliens manipulate the time, and they put us into the timeline along with, you know, the mind energy of thought. Remember, when you, in your heart center, there's no judgment, but in your mind, you know, everybody knows that you have a lot of judgment up there, which is from your genetics coming forth, and this is how people get read by readers. They actually read the energy around them, and that energy is basically from your past. This is why some people can have almost the identical reading, like maybe being the queen of Sheba or something, you know, and they're two different people entirely. Well, maybe their genetic lineage is the same. But to the reader, they'd say, oh, yeah, man, you were that person. And oddly enough, you know, very few people who have readings, you know, the person doing the reading will say, boy, I see you as a dung heap collector, you know, back following a camel or something. You never hear that. You always hear the good stuff, you know. So anyway, so the call tomorrow is going to be another one of our intensives. It's an 8-hour call where we get rid of the alien life forms that are inside of us. And these are detrimental to our health and well-being. They're invisible to us because we have no way to detect them. But when you feel them move inside of you and you feel them get released And maybe like when we get rid of the snake energies, the octopus energies, all of a sudden your stomach shrinks physically. And maybe you lost 2 inches. You know that this is real, you know, instantly, because we're taking these things out of you. I think the most detrimental thing is when they die inside of us. Remember, we have more energies, you know. Do all these alien life forms like each other? Probably not, but they do fight for your territory, for your own real estate, you know, who you are. So it's very possible that you have internal alien wars in you by these critters, okay? So what happens when one of them dies? Okay? Chances are they putrefy inside of you, maybe cause fatty tissue, and that stays with you. Now, what about their toxins? Okay, they have toxins that and feces that they emit too. That's in your body, and definitely poisons. So I'll be putting on the website, I believe, could be tomorrow or shortly, I hope, alien toxicity clearing poisons, etc. And that should help everybody out. In fact, we'll do one right now. And we'll do one for the jellyfish energy. And remember, a good example of that is if you watch the movie Avatar, you're going to see the jellyfish floating around, in the movie there, touching the skin, bringing the information back to whatever they call it, the tree of life, or the one that's connected through mind energy to everything on the planet, okay? So that's like the mind matrix, okay? That's the master computer program which tells everything what to do. This is why at the end of the movie, all these life forms came back to battle the invaders on this planet, okay? Because the mind energy told them what to do. And then you also saw the one gentleman, I forgot what his name was, I think it was Jake possibly, but when he got on that flying bird, he took his tentacles from the jellyfish that he had on his head, wiggling around, which you remember seeing probably, if not watched the movie, and then he grabs the same thing, the tentacles from that flying bird, and they hook him up together, and because he had a higher consciousness, maybe more control energies. Remember, as above, so below, the aliens control us, so he was wanting to control this particular being. And then he said, "You are mine now." So that's what the aliens do to us. Same thing. The movie is great. So what we're going to do now is take away from you some of the toxins. And the orbs are like the energies that the jellyfish use. That's like little scouts. So I have an orb clearing that's also free on the website if you want to get these orbs off of you. A lot of people think they're nice and neat because they show up now, with the crop circles and where there's a lot of alien shifts around, and they think that they're very nice. But do the orb clearing, you're going to have a realization that they may not be so wonderful as you think. So I'm going to do a sample here that they haven't done before. So we'll just say that these orb energies that you've encountered. Remember, you probably can't see them unless you have film, and they're probably all around you because they are a scout for the jellyfish energy. The jellyfish energy actually resides over your head. That's why we have a clearing to close off your crown chakra. Very good clearing to do. Remember, the aliens want your crown chakra open so they can attach to you, put cords into you. So I think we call that clearing a crown chakra cording clearing, and also is there to get rid of the energies attached to your chakras, and it takes away a lot of the energy that you're transmitting. So you're not like a sprinkler system going off every which way. So it makes the energy come back into your body, so you're not leaking energy out to things out there to take it away from you. So we'll do a sample here, and this I haven't done before. So we're going to work with the first thing would be, and you can just see how this feels for you, we're going to work with the dead orb energies, okay? These are ones that were hanging out with you, and for some reason, like I said earlier, maybe one race of orbs and like the other race of orbs, they got into a battle, and naturally there was one that won, one that died, and this dead one still lives with you, resides with you, doesn't live with you, but you're living with it, even though it's dead. We're going to take away the energy of dead orbs. So just see how you feel about it. Remember, your body will tell you what's happening. You try to use your mind, that's controlled by the darkness, because they gave you the mind to control you with. So this is where you get your 100th monkey scenario. This is where you have your personal validation, self-fulfilling prophecies. You know, this is from universal mind, collective consciousness, which is all darkness energies. I'll just call it the mind matrix. So here we go. I'm going to count to 10 to release some of these energies from you and just see how your body feels. These are getting rid of the dead orb energy. So we're going to energize the light beam more on your monitor screen. I'll count to 10 to do that. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. Okay. Light beam's energized, so we're going to take away the dead orb energy as much as we can here. Let's say there could be maybe a couple hundred of them in you, and we'll probably get rid of 10 of these, okay? So here we go. So stronger, stronger, stronger. Use that term to increase the energy to get rid of them. Stronger, 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 and stronger. Okay, first orb released, second released, third released, fourth released, fifth released, sixth released, seventh released, eighth released, nine released, and 10 released. Okay, see how your body's doing. If you're yawning, maybe having chills, shivers or something, that's because they left you. Okay, now we're going to do the orb energetic poisoning. And here we go. And again, your body will tell you what's going on. Remember, your body is very conscious. Your mind is not. So just use your body to validate what's happening. So this is orb poisoning and toxins. So here we go. I'll just count to 50 to get rid of this toxin. So, and we'll get rid of what we can in that amount of time. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20. 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, from the yawn. 27, 28, 29, 30. 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, and 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. So, we got rid of some of that. How much, I can't tell you, you know, but you may feel a little different. And now we're going to work with the jellyfish energy itself. Remember, these get on the top of your head and the little tentacles that come out with the little poison stickers in it. The stingers connect to each one of your cells of your body, and it brings out your cellular memory. This is why you have dreams and how they can bring up that record of you and portray parallel lifetimes, everything else. So this is what the jellyfish does. It's the main interface between your human body and the alien dark side connection. So here we go. Jellyfish toxins. Poisoning. So again, I'll count to 50, see how your body's feeling afterwards. So 1, 2, 3, well, it's heavy, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, counting again. Oh, man. 36, 37, 38, 39, 40. It's not a very pleasant smell. I can feel the putrid taste of it. Let's see. 10, 20, 30. Okay, so we're on 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50. Wow, my taste buds are not liking this here. So, how about a caller? Anybody out there like to call in? And I'll turn it back over to you, Carrie, see if we have anybody who's
want
to talk about the dead orbs, their poisoning, or the jellyfish toxic poisoning in the body. So,
I felt all that. I got, with the dead one... I felt a little similar to how I felt on the Sunday call last week when you were taking out the other things that were dead. I got a very heavy, tired feeling, and like I wanted to lean forward and put my head down on my desk here. And I can't remember what you did next, but, toxins. And I felt that kind of a numbing up the left side of my neck. And then what did you do after that? Oh, the jellyfish. Yeah, I was yawning from that. Peter's asking something about the jellyfish. He's saying, do jellyfish energies stop us from seeing the light beings?
Imagine they probably would or could. They don't want you to understand, what's happening. Remember that they use mind control, so they're one of the major mind controlling interfaces. So if you kind of look at it computer-wise, the jellyfish would kind of be like your USB port, okay? And, whatever you want to run into that, we'll say, can go into your hard drive. So that's kind of the way it works. So, but that's the main interface to put something into your computer to load programs.
Right.
And these beings, are alive and real. You know, they are invisible to us with our senses, but just because you can't see them doesn't mean they don't exist. And there's a lot of movies out now which do show things that kind of materialize, out of nowhere. So it's not good. Remember, like when I say when you pray to a god outside of yourself or anything, you're bringing in these energies. I think the movie, I think it was The Mist. It's been quite a while, but that movie is where I think the government in that movie opened up a vortex and brought in the aliens. This is what people do when they go to churches. They pray to something outside of themselves, get connected to the aliens, and from there they come in, opening up the stargates. They use your energy. Like I said, the worst thing that ever happened on this planet recently is the original harmonic convergence back in 87, and that definitely blasted holes in the auric field by everybody's consciousness, and the aliens used that energy to do that. And I would guess prior to that, a long time ago, we probably had something similar happening with, Atlantis and stuff. And then probably more recently, I think what happened too was with the World War II experiment with, L. Bielek, the Philadelphia, experiment or project,
right,
where they did blast holes in the aura too. I have had people comment about seeing, in the daytime, looking up and actually seeing like a hole in the sky with stars, black, a blackness, darkness with stars in it. So I won't go into that too much, but anyway, whenever you put anything outside of yourself and you direct energy to something, you don't know where it's going, and the aliens use the energy to live off your emotional traumas and energies like that. Plus, that's why they brought religions here, so they can connect to everybody, cord them, bring in more mind control, and allow that energy, which people use in groups, to open up and do more harm to the Earth spirit and us. So, I guess back to you, Carrie.
Okay, so on the topic of jellyfish, still, you mentioned something about the tentacles going in and pulling up our cellular memory, and something about dreams. And Ed is asking, whoops, the thing just refreshed. Oh, there it is. He's asking, I guess Ed's done the jellyfish clearing, but he says it hasn't stopped his dreams. Why is that?
Because we're going back into time. So what we're doing is the light ship now is, I think it's at 1450, I believe, if I'm correct here. Probably approaching 14,500, approaching 15,000 BC. So what it is that the light ship has to go back in the timeline to take away the alien energies that connected you to their timeline, and also to take away the energies that they brought into humanity here to control humanity. So what you're possibly experiencing, Ed, is the fact that your family history was back in the 15,000, you know, BC area, we'll say, and maybe they believed in some kind of god or something or planets or whatever, and they prayed to it. Or maybe just the aliens came and scared the hell out of everybody with their lasers, and that people started worshiping these things. You know, who knows? But regardless of whatever happened, the aliens got connected to our DNA. And right now, because the light shift has taken these away from the consciousness of our body of light, then these same energies of the aliens now are becoming awakened. And unfortunately, they could be giving us a little more trouble than what we normally would have had because we're awakened and stirring the pot up. So this is kind of what could be happening. I don't think the aliens definitely want to release us. You know, this is why we have the darkness to light clearing to help people out. But that's a big process too. Yeah, the Montauk Project, yeah. There's a lot of strange things in New York whenever I go back there. It's a hot spot. A lot of clones walking around the streets, you know, watching, looking around, people wearing sunglasses, beautiful men and women that look like they're perfect specimens of a human, probably from the basement. Strange energy. If you've ever seen a clone, it'll really shock you because they're going to be just a beautiful woman or beautiful man, you know, handsome man. And when you look at them, you're going to say, man, this person doesn't feel real to me. You know, if you just get into just looking at them at a distance without checking their energy out, you won't know the difference on them. You just think how gorgeous they are. But then as you look at them and you start analyzing their life force energy, there's nothing there. There's no spirit. And it's quite interesting to watch. So I enjoy watching them in New York. And then if you start staring at them, they get kind of nervous because they don't have a program in them to understand what you're doing, so they kind of walk away. So anyway, had a lot of experience with clones. And also with people with cameras in their eyes and their ears, just a lot of things. People come to me asking for help and assistance with weird things. The lucky thing is that the aliens that are controlling people are also controlled, so the light shift can help them too. And so they sometimes want to see what I can do, so they'll watch me, you know, come into somebody's body if they're not already there to begin with and see what I'm doing, and then they want their race to get healed. This is why we put up the darkness to light clearing, so that their whole race of aliens could be helped by the light if they're not from the light. And it's just a wonderful clearing. So, it looks like our show is kind of winding down here.
That was a quick
one. I just
got
started, man.
No.
So, I guess back to you, Carrie, if you want to say something. But we have our conference call tomorrow, 10 o'clock Pacific, 1 o'clock Eastern, 8 hours long. If you choose to get on it, it'll be a wonderful experience for you. You can go on the website and pay for it. It would be $100 for tomorrow. And, you'll be able to do some of the web clearing. I think it probably would get over maybe, I'll have to check. I don't know if it gets over tomorrow or not, or if it's an extra week after that. But you will be on the light shift for probably about a week after this here, continuous in quarantine, getting these critters off of you. You can go to the website on the very top, creationlightshift.com. There's a couple of BBS programs on there which you can listen to. Get your feet kind of wet about alien life forms that reside inside of you and feel them get released. So back to you, Carrie. You can wind it up.
Well, I just have one real quick question about what you were talking about, the cameras in the eyes. Are those clones coming to you with cameras in their eyes or non-clones?
These are non-clones. These are humans.
Wow.
That have had experimentation being done to them. I'll just call them that they've probably been in the basement. That's the term that I use. It could be, I'm not saying underground governments, but underground people, underground things that live there. Could be humans too. But regardless, remember, we're controlled by alien races. And so they need to have people on the surface here to kind of look around to see what's happening. Why, I don't know, but that's what they do.
Right.
So just briefly before we sign off, I worked with one gentleman, quite a while back. I don't know if it was 2 years or more ago, but he was mentioning that his eyes felt kind of funny. So I think he had the main problem with his right eye. So I looked at his right eye, and I had to do some special work on it because it's kind of like a combination safe with all different types of turning that you have to do with your hand, in and out, up and down, side to side. And I finally released the camera. It took maybe about, 45 seconds to do. And then I saw a cord going down to his ear. Well, once I got the camera released, instantly his brown eye turned black.
Goodness.
And I looked at it, and a friend of mine was also sitting there. And we both looked at each other kind of thinking like, holy shit, you know. maybe even worse than that, you know. And I think it took about a half an hour or so. I can't remember. I'll just say within an hour, his eye that, you know, used to be brown that turned black, turned into brown again, and he could see better.
Wow.
So, you know, this is real stuff. You know, what you see on sci-fi on TV probably, you know, might be, you know, already here, and they're just kind of giving you a clue of what it could be like, what you're going to be seeing more of in the future. So what I think is happening is that they're bringing more clones forth now because, you know, after the 2012 whammy that the dark side's doing, they'll probably have more clones walking here. Remember, we got movies, you know, with, I think it was Bruce Willis about clones. What was it called? Surrogates, I think, where people can remote control people from somewhere else, okay, and the clones walk around. So I think they're planning to bring clones here for the people who miss the ascension, and they'll probably maybe be tied up in a room someplace in some parallel lifetime or something. And they'll have clones walking the earth. So the ones that, you know, stick around for the real ascension, which could be after that or could even be before that, will actually be seeing clones. So they're getting us used to clones. How do you find a clone? Just look at people that have a nice, perfect body build, a nice symmetrical face, and perfect eyes. And the newer clones now have dull eyes in them, okay? So they're very bright. You think, man, they're like 100% of their body because their eyes are so bright, okay? Or you may see people in the movies where maybe the last movie that they made, they look kind of old, and now they're like the brand new over again. I won't give any names here, you know, but a new clone came forward, you know, and they don't age. So, you know, check out the tabloids, you know, but normally the clones will have perfect eyes and a perfect face, and you can spot them very easily once you're used to seeing that. So just go out and look around, you know, go out for a clone hunting day at the shopping mall and just see how these people look. And they won't have any life force energy in their body, none. So back to you, Carrie.
Strange stuff. We could talk for hours about this, and it's 2 minutes to the top of the hour, unfortunately. So maybe we can talk more about clones on next Friday's Q&A call.
Yeah, I don't have a conference line tonight, otherwise I'd probably do that. But we could maybe get into that maybe next Friday.
Okay.
But anyway, yeah. In fact, that's your homework, people. Go out to a shopping mall and watch people walking by. And just take the ones that are the, you know, you're not going to find a fat clone. I haven't seen a fat clone yet. I'm not knocking fat people, but, you know, these are the perfect specimen, okay, perfect body build, you know, of a woman and a perfect body build of a man, you know, and look at their eyes, and they're going to be probably very bright, but nothing's going to be looking out at you. So that's your homework, people, and then we'll talk about it next Friday.
Okay.
After Station 2 at 8 o'clock.
So
I'll say blessings to all of you, and see you later, everybody. Have a wonderful evening, and I know it's late back in New York, so thank everybody for staying up at 1 o'clock in the morning. So blessings to all of you, and have a wonderful evening, and tomorrow's our 8-hour conference call, getting rid of these alien critters that are growing and living and dying inside of us. Bye, everybody. Blessings. Thank you, Carrie.
Thank you, Ron. Good night, everyone.